I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Richard Jewell at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Richard Jewell is the new film from director Clint Eastwood. It's based on the true story of, you guessed it, Richard Jewell. He was the former police officer and security guard who discovered a bomb in a park in Atlanta during the 1996 Olympics. Thanks to Richard Jewell's vigilance, the crowded area was mostly cleared by the time the bomb went off and Jewell saved many lives. Unfortunately, Richard Jewell also aroused the suspicions of the FBI. They started investigating him as the possible suspect because there had been other cases where some guy would heroically respond to a dangerous situation which it later turned out he had caused. Richard Jewell sort of fit a profile for this kind of person, and so the FBI turned his life upside down, trying to prove that he was the Olympic bomber. Well, he wasn't. It was actually Eric Rudolph. But for months in 1996, Richard Jewell was the suspect, and everyone knew it. You see, the whole FBI investigation that Jewell faced was bad enough. But unfortunately, the news media also got wind that Jewell was the target of the agency. And the media ran with the story. I remember him being made fun of on TV because he was overweight and lived with his mother. The press hounded him for months, hanging around outside of his home. So, Richard Jewell tells this story, and it's a great movie. I have one major problem with it, but aside from that, it is a great movie. More on that in a minute. Let me start with my problem with this film. So, in this movie, we've got Olivia Wilde playing journalist Kathy Scruggs. She was a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the newspaper that broke the story about how Richard Jewell was being investigated as a possible suspect by the FBI. Kathy Scruggs was a real person, and she also died in 2001. Now, in this movie, Kathy Scruggs is portrayed in a cartoonishly villainous manner. She's this media shark who spews profanities while always in search of the big scoop. Cynical and fast-talking, Scruggs comes across horribly in this movie. So, that might be a problem right there, but it's not so much what bothers me. What bothers me is something much more specific. You see, what troubles me is that this film depicts Scruggs as sleeping with an FBI agent in exchange for the information that she got about Jewell. I object to that. There's no proof that she did that. Having the character do that is just a step going too far. Sure, I mean, criticize her reporting, fine. I thought the tone of the article that she and some other guy wrote that broke the Jewell story was not appropriate and probably helped to set the tone for the rest of the coverage that followed. Criticize that, yes. Early on, the tone could have been set that it made sense for the FBI to check Richard Jewell out just because he was the guy who found the bomb. There was no need to damage his reputation and paint a profile of this guy as some angry loser. So, this movie could have pointed that out, but don't say the reporter slept with an FBI guy. That's the old stereotype about the evil woman that would use sex as a reward to get what she wants for nefarious purposes. It was not appropriate to include that one thing in this film, and I disapprove. It was like... sexist, man. So there's that. Now, as for everything else about Richard Jewell, the movie, I thought it was great. This is a very entertaining, well-shot, extremely well-acted, and moving picture. Paul Walter Hauser as Richard Jewell is very good in this film. He's such a doormat for the FBI because he respects law enforcement so much that he can't believe the FBI would railroad him, and it takes him a while to get angry. But when he finally breaks and reveals all the horrible things being said about him are getting to him, it's a powerful moment. Equally powerful is the performance from Kathy Bates as Richard's mom, Bobby. I remember the Richard Jewell case quite well, and the one thing I remember the most about it, the one moment that has stuck out in my mind ever since 1996, was when Richard Jewell's mom spoke at a press conference. She broke down crying and begged President Clinton to intervene to clear her son's name. It really hit me seeing that on TV back when I was a teenager. It changed my perception of Richard Jewell from thinking of him as some kind of power-hungry, glory-seeking wannabe who lived with his mom, to a person who had feelings and had people in his life who had feelings for him. It was a major moment in the case. Well, yes, this movie does include that moment, and Kathy Bates nails it. Throughout the film, she's distraught, seemingly more so than Richard, and she deserves the awards recognition that she's getting. Kathy Bates is very good in this movie. But do you know who I loved the most in this film? It was actually Sam Rockwell as Richard Jewell's attorney, Watson Bryant. I've always liked Sam Rockwell, but I don't think I've ever liked him so much as I did here. He's great in this movie. I really trusted Rockwell's attorney, Watson Bryant, and I would want this guy to be my attorney. He's got a great relationship with Richard Jewell. You see, they once worked with each other at some government office, and when Richard finds himself in need of a lawyer years later, it's his old sort of pal Watson that he calls. Watson is nicer to Richard than most other people, but he also levels with him, and that's what I appreciated. He's not afraid to yell at him when needed and call him out for his crap. You need someone like that in your life. And Watson also stands up for Richard, completely unafraid of these FBI guys. I loved Sam Rockwell in this movie, and I would see it again just for him. There's also John Hamm as the FBI agent, and he's good. You know, he's John Hamm. I will note something about him in this movie, though. Oddly enough, Olivia Wilde's reporter is given a redemption arc in Richard Jewell. By the end of the film, she has realized that she was wrong, and she feels horrible about it. They show it, and that's good. Well, guess what? John Hamm's FBI agent has no redemption arc. He's a jerk for the whole movie. I just think that's interesting. Something I liked about Richard Jewell the movie is that it does make an effort to show us problems with the man himself. The film does explain to us why the FBI might find this guy suspicious. He has a police record for impersonating an officer, for one thing. Also, we see that he was too much of an authoritarian when working campus security, harassing and even manhandling students who just wanted to party. He pulled several people over outside of his jurisdiction. There are problems with the guy. So the movie tells us this. Richard Jewell was not a perfect person at all. Still, he didn't plant that bomb at the Olympics, and he did save lives that day, and the movie gets it all across quite well. I was glad that Richard Jewell tells us at the end of the film what eventually happened to all these people. As we know, Richard Jewell himself died some years ago, but his attorney is alive and doing well. I also liked that his assistant, Nadia, from the film is also doing well. That was a nice little nugget of information at the end. Look, this movie is not perfect. It goes a bit too far with its treatment of this real-life reporter. She didn't deserve that, but then again, Jewell didn't deserve what happened to him either. I mean, sure, criticize her reporting, but don't depict her as sleeping with the FBI guy, Clint Eastwood. Anyway, I give Richard Jewell a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Kick.